Let's rise up, please, and sing this song loud and clear, and let your voice be the loudest. You are the pillar of my life. You are the pillar of my life,
Master Jesus. You are the pillar of my life.
Hallelujah.
Master Jesus, you are the pillar of my life.
Sing it again, loud and clear. You are the pillar of my life. Hallelujah.
You are the pillar of my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Master Jesus, you are the pillar of my life. Shout it again, loud and clear. You are the pillar of my life. Hallelujah, you are the pillar of my life. Hallelujah, Master. My love, hallelujah, Master Jesus,
you are the pillar of my life.
You are God from beginning to the end. Thy stoop for our God.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
My life. life has given all.
My life has given all.
My life has given all.
My life has given all.
Owe le ha ke kapoli uka meweta. Owe le ha ke kapoli uka meweta. Ah, ule mema. Ah, una polia. Ah, ule mema. Ah, una polia. Upo aya. Upo aya.
For I am.
Right there where you are, beloved. I want you to believe God this morning that certain things have to shift in the realm of the spirit to favor you. With boiling spiritual anger. Let nobody's voice be louder than yours as you lose your temper in the spirit realm against the enemy. Say within 24 hours. If you don't have that faith, keep quiet. within 24 hours. Every stubborn enemy of my breakthrough, shut down in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Open your mouth and decree it. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every dark dominion over my life. Then with great anger, you will say, be wasted. Every dark dominion over my life, be wasted in the name of Jesus. Waste the dark dominion. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant of sorrow. Covenant of stagnation. My life is not your candidate. Therefore, break! Open your mouth and decrease. Covenant of sorrow. Covenant of stagnation. My life is not your candidate. Break! Basikatenda yabo shende rabo koponte. Open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. Even if you don't understand this prayer, pray it anyway. You will shout your name loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya! Hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of the compound of the wicked elders. Can you shout your name loud and clear now? Hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of the compound of the wicked elders. In the name of Jesus. Jump out of the compound of the wicked elders. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Immediately the process of this next prayer starts. The people concerned, or the people that are about to be concerned, those shrines will catch fire. So powers circulating my name from shrine to shrine. What are you waiting for? Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Circulating my name from shrine to shrine. This is not a money to negotiate here. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Suppose mocking my prayers and my God. I want you to lose your temper as we shout this loud. Your time is up.
Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Papote setende ke ya boshanda. Ribosopende ke ya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. I'm going to issue a word of command from here. Because the scripture says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away and shall be afraid out of their close places. I'm going to issue a word of command there 7 times. Then the spirit of torment, the spirit of oppression, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of bad luck, the spirit of limitation will begin to pack their baggages and depart. And those powers that make you to fail at the edge of success shall be separated from you. Father, it is written that any tree that you have not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. So any tree not planted by the Father, growing in any life to cause trouble, growing in any life to cause disruption, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, right there in your hiding place, I command you to depart. 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 In the name of Jesus. It's happening. They can't hide. Made a mistake by following that person here today. That's the power of God coming upon you. Those powers that want you to fail, see what is happening now. There is this fire going from the top of your head to the soles of your feet to burn them away from your life. That's the first person. That's the second person. That's number three. That's number four. Jesus. Say, powers of repeated problems. Don't joke with this power. Can you shout it again? Make your voice louder than that. Shout it with boiling anger. Your time is up. Day. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We thank you for your grace, your power, and your love. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon everyone gathered here today. Give us uncommon victory, uncommon testimonies, uncommon breakthroughs. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat for a few minutes. What we're looking at briefly this morning is something I need to ask for your permission whether we are really ready to pray the kind of prayers it requires. Because this kind of thing requires more serious prayers than the normal ones. The Bible says, you have not yet resisted sin by striving to it to the blood, striving with it to the blood level. You resist sin by striving to that blood level. Meaning that when you are now really serious, and there are certain things you want to now completely kill, you strive with it to the blood level. That blood level is the ultimate. And when you want to do that kind of striving, it's not a child's play. So for the next few minutes, I'm going to try and look at what I call when your blood needs deliverance. Your blood, when it needs it. And that takes us straight away into some situations in scripture to explain to you why it happens. 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11. This is not a normal sermon, and anything can happen at any time. 1 Kings 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto this in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. Result, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, they waited till he was old. I'm praying for somebody here. Any battle waiting for you to get old, I kill them now in the name of Jesus. You don't understand the prayer. Even the young ones don't understand. I'm saying any battle waiting for you to get old, I kill them now in the name of Jesus. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Asherah, the goddess of Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. That was Solomon. Solomon now had a son. They called the son Rehoboam. Let us see a little bit on Rehoboam. In 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 21. 2 Chronicles 11, 21. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. He handed over the kingdom to his son Rehoboam. 2 Chronicles 11, verse 21. And Rehoboam loved Maachah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives and 80 concubines, and begat 28 sons and 80 daughters. That was the son of Solomon, Rehoboam. Rehoboam handed that kingdom over to his own son, called Abijah. Let us see what happened to Abijah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 21. 2 Chronicles 13, 21. But Abijah waxed mightily, and married 14 wives, and begat 20 and 2 sons and 16 daughters. Let me stop there. I can go on, but we have no time. Solomon, 700. His son, 18. Grandson, 14. The anointing for polygamy. Anointing for accumulating women from strange places, both wives and concubines, went from Solomon to Rehoboam, Rehoboam to Abijah. What happened? It was in the blood. Blood. The blood. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Will be a very good thing if you listen carefully to me this morning. And it will certainly be the beginning of the unending laughter of some people who understand what I'm saying and they are ready to pray. Not the normal prayers. It is the normal prayer does not get to the blood at all. In Leviticus 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for soul. The blood is the currency in the spirit realm. It is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Verse 14. For the life of all flesh, for it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. The life of the flesh is inside the blood. If you want to poison a city, and you know that that city has a central water system that supplies water to the whole city, the easiest way to poison everybody is to go to that river and pollute it, and it will circulate to everybody. Same thing. The easiest way to circulate evil, demons, all kinds of trouble in a person's life is to pump it into the blood. Sometimes when you go to the hospital, when doctors see that your situation is very serious, they don't give you tablets. They give injection. Why? Because that thing goes straight into your blood and it will circulate quicker than the tablet you swallowed in your mouth. As we speak here this morning, there are demons in people's blood. That's why they are having those evil dreams. That's why it's looking as if deliverance sometimes doesn't work. The spirit playing the video film is inside the blood. But they have not yet fought against it, striving onto the blood level. We are born of the blood. We exist by the blood. And we shall cease to exist the day our blood stops flowing. Meaning that your destiny is inside your blood. Your unknown past can be traced through your blood. Just like people spend money in the physical, they spend blood in the realm of the spirit. That's why shedding of blood in any area is very bad. All these killings going on in Nigeria is a terrible thing for us in the country. Because any time an innocent blood is shed, there is a problem. This is what you are reading now about the blood. The currency in the spirit realm is the blood. Even this is why the church of Jesus Christ had to be purchased with his blood. His blood. The price of our salvation is the blood of Jesus Christ. It is this blood that makes children to pay for the sins of their parents. In every blood there is commitment, there is dedication to ancestors. In the blood resides the demons assigned to fulfill the evil agenda of every family. In the blood there are documents, a library. The issue I'm discussing this morning has not really been adequately addressed because it's difficult to explain. Not only that, when you talk about things like this, many ministers are thoroughly and monumentally ignorant. They have no clue. Because nobody will sit you down in the Bible college, in the seminary, and begin to teach you. The blood is a mysterious thing. God spoke other things into being. but created man with his own hands. God breathed into the nostril of the man, and that breath is captured in the blood. This is why man is more wonderful than the angels, because angels have no flesh nor blood. So your blood is a living liquid. It is the source of life. It carries oxygen, food around all your body. So because the devil knows this, he tries hard to pollute people's blood. Knowing that once that blood is polluted, it goes around your body. So this is why I said this kind of message needs your permission. Because to deal with this, it's not that kind of prayer we are praying here. It's the prayer you will pray, your head knows you are praying. Your hand knows you are praying. Your legs knows you are praying. Even that blood inside your vein, we know that something is attacking us here today. It's not this kind of prayer. Father Lord, help me. Please, Father Lord, help me. I receive my deliverance in the name of Jesus. That is just scratching the surface of the matter. So because the enemy knows that access to that blood means access to your destiny, he sits down and works very hard. You can call the devil any name, but you can't call him a lazy man. They work really hard to see how to get him. There is something called the Virgin Covenant. Virgin Covenant. Lady, who disvirgined you? Man, have you disvirgined anyone before? Man, have you disvirgined more than one lady? Man, if you have disvirgined more than one lady, don't be surprised that your life is upside down now. Because when you disvirgin a girl, you wet your male organ with her blood, and so you form a covenant with that girl. That organ of procreation you use to form the covenant affects your descendants you are going to produce from that organ of procreation. If the girl you disvirgin is now demonic, let's say she's a witch, you have formed a covenant not only with that girl, but all the demons she carries. This is why many men are upside down. They have polluted their own blood. There are men here today who have a minimum of 400 demons in their blood. So they slept with maybe 20 women and gathered 20 demons from each of them, 20. And you form covenant with all those demons. So some people don't understand prayer. When are we going to stop this deliverance prayer? When are we going to stop every time deliverance prayer? It's because your eyes are not open. Some people have 200 covenants to break. And after coming to church for some time, they break maybe 170. The 170 they've broken will give them some relief. But I say 30 remaining, which may be stronger than the 170 that has been broken. So, woman, that person that is virgin, you have formed a blood covenant with that person, and you have polluted your blood. It may be the reason why you are not here, not there now. It may be the reason why you are having dreams of great future, and you find that you are not achieving it. It's because you gave it out. You've dashed them your virtue. Gave it out to them. Free of charge. When you as a woman, you are supposed to be a walking gold mine, and you go and form a virgin covenant with a man you are not even married to, some of the demons in the man gets to you, some of the demons in you goes to the man, and virtues is stolen. Man now is becoming very rich. You become very poor. Why? You dash it out. You gave it up. This is a serious situation. And this is why I still need to ask you, are we really ready to pray this kind of prayer? If we are not ready, let us change our topic to another one. Because this kind of prayer, it's not that kind of prayer I see people here praying. Just stand like stick. It won't get anywhere. That kind of prayer does not get to the blood level. Incisions. This incision has been in the Bible since the book of Leviticus. And God has God banned people from putting incisions on their body or marks on their body. God even banned tribal marks. God banned tattoos of the skin. Because it is a very good way of polluting your blood. It's a way of forming covenant with the witch doctor or with the witch prophet and whoever. You see, that incision spot on your body that you have not laid hands on and deal with becomes a hole through which they suck your blood. Although it's closed, it's healed in your physical height, it's healed. But those marks there, they are like holes in the spirit to make your blood available. Anybody who has incisions in his blood, don't let any pastor deceive you. Your blood is polluted and you need to deal with it. You need to send fire inside your blood. Holy Ghost fire inside that blood to challenge whatever is in that blood that is assigned to disgrace you. Another strategy of blood contamination is sex outside marriage. Like I was saying on Wednesday, you make yourself one body with whoever you sleep with. Your entire system, blood and everything will be mixed together. Meaning that even as I sit down here this morning, one part of your body may be in witchcraft meeting now. All prostitutes are witches. Whether you are academic prostitute, VIP prostitute, executive prostitute, whether the cost of sleeping with you is 2 naira or it's 1 million, you are still a prostitute. You are technically a witch. So all men going to them, they technically become wizards. Wizards. So all those politicians who are sleeping around, that is what has caused them to become wizards. So they don't know what they are doing again. Listen to me very carefully. Your present holiness, you are holy now, we thank God. Your present holiness cannot deliver you from the pollution you have done unless you deal with it. You have to specifically mention names, sometimes even of sexual partners, to deal with this. Another way, animal sacrifice. If you had ever offered sacrifice, you have made a blood covenant with demon spirits. These demons will harass you until you break that covenant. You must mention the animal and release yourself. Meaning that if you are ever carrying sacrifices here, don't deceive yourself. Your blood is polluted already. Another way is through abortions. All who have ever done any form of abortion, even if it's because you have had too many children, you have polluted your blood. And the spirit of abortion has entered into your life. And this spirit leads to frustration and backwardness. Why? Because the blood of the aborted babies are crying in heaven. Lord, deal with this woman. Deal with this man. Such women generally have backwardness. These are some ways that the enemies try to pollute blood. All the piercing of bodies, blood eating, all these things, they pollute blood. And this is a serious matter. They cut things in your body. They made you to go to somewhere where you eat something you don't understand. All this pollution of the blood, they are the ones responsible for horrible experiences in the dream, eating with the dead, serving people you don't know, playing with snakes, getting married in the spiritual realm, having sexual intercourse with men you don't know in your dream. You have children over there you don't know about here. You are getting out of your body to attend meetings. You're suffering from infirmities. Because already the thing is in the blood. The thing is in the blood. And I'm praying for somebody here today that the strange hand of the great physician will enter into your blood and cause a great deliverance to happen. All those horrible dreams, particularly of death, the blood needs deliverance. The unexplainable demotions, the very bad health, unpardonable errors, arrows of miscarriage, arrows of multiple surgery, smell of death. All round disappointments. Torment in the body. Inability to grow spiritually. Sexual confusion. Blocked breakthroughs. All of them are indications. Something in that blood needs to vanish. Needs to go. Ignorance is a disaster. The Bible says, my people, God's people, perish. It's not that they faint. Not that they fell down. They perished. They died. Because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. They perish. They have no clue. You need to pray the kind of prayers that will bring changes to your life. What do you do this morning? I want you to understand that I've just scratched the surface of a very deep thing to enable you to understand how you should pray. This morning, if you are not born again, you need to get born again. This morning, you need to bring deep and complete repentance to the Lord. You need to send back the arrows inside your blood back to the senders. You need to charge your blood with the fire of God. You need to invoke the blood of Jesus against any foreign voice speaking in your blood. Which is where we are going to conclude now. Cain killed Abel. He thought that was the end. He didn't know that blood has a voice. It talks. So the blood cried to God that, Lord, see my brother moving about, but he killed me. Lord, he killed me. Deal with him. Deal with him. Deal with him. Deal with him. That voice was crying. He didn't know. So blood is intelligent. It has voice. It is possible for your blood, the blood in your body, to be saying something against your own life. Meaning that there is a spiritual civil war going on inside you. This is why you have not moved. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. Let me ask you again. Are we really ready for this kind of prayer this morning? Good. Your hand must know you are praying. Your head must know you are praying. Your legs must know you are praying. Your voice must know you are praying. The prayer must get into your blood level. If you start praying these prayers and you start sweating, then you have just started. That means you started. All those sweatless prayers, that Gethsemane prayer, cannot enter into the blood. So let me just explain to you. The kind of normal prayer we pray here, it will not. The kind of prayer that will enter, number one, must be focused. No diversion. No distraction. No thinking about any problem you brought here. Number two, it must be violent and aggressive. Number three, it's not the prayer of a gentleman. It's the prayer of a violent man who wants something to happen at the blood level. There are some prayers you pray, they enter your skin. Good. There are some prayers you pray, they enter into the organs of your body. But there are some prayers you pray, they go straight to that blood. And let me warn you, this is not the kind of prayer the enemy wants anybody to pray. Because he knows, once you start getting your prayer to that blood level, you are positioned to your divine breakthrough. You are positioned to acquire your original. You are positioned to take back what really belongs to you. The enemy is not worrying about so many people again. Because he knows it's already in their blood. You will get to heaven, no. She didn't say you should. We'll get to heaven, no problem. But they will give you a hard life here. All eyes closed. The first prayer I want you to pray is this. But you see, if you are here, if you are not born again,
You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar. The first prayer I want you to pray is this. You will first of all call on that ever efficacious blood, the never failing blood, which is the blood of Jesus. You will call upon that blood with a voice as loud as your voice can gather. Can you say this loud and clear? Blood of Jesus! Is that the loudest you can shout it? Can you try harder than that? Enter my blood! In the name of Jesus! Bokatenda kaya boshendera bokopola bakanda. Ribopoli katanda kaya boshendera basanda. Nakatenda ribosoponde kaya boshendera ba. Bikatanda ya boshendera bokopola kaya ba. Opuyamata. Yes. Challenge your blood with the blood of Jesus. It's happening now, it's happening now. Call upon the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. There's the power of God coming upon you. There's the power of God coming upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. See what is happening now. Yes. But you still have to try harder. Only few people are getting inside. You still have to try harder. Yes. See. Don't stand still in one place. Be marching with your legs where you are. As you pray the prayers, you can move about if you like. But your body, your blood must know something is going on. Holy Ghost, fire! Enter my blood! In the name of Jesus! Yes! Bapalikata! Dalakatende keyabo shenderaba! Aha! Yes! Aha! Yes! Holy Ghost fire! Enter into the blood! Enter! Open your mouth. This is not a day to negotiate. You cannot negotiate. Pase kapoka. Bakatende keyabo shendera bokopola baka. Balikatende keyaba. Fire. Bashika sepende kayabo shenda. Rima sepende kayabo shente rabasanda. Aha! Enough is enough!
Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes. See what is happening now. You can't hide. Yes. Your blood is on fire. 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 Your blood. Your blood is on fire. Aha. The covenant you have formed with your blood is broken. Amen. Silence. The ancestral demons living in the blood is on fire. The marine powers living in the blood is on fire. The sexual demons living in the blood is on fire. You can't hide. This is not a hiding day. You can't hide. This third prayer is a prayer that has helped millions of people. Pray it with reckless violence now. Pray it with holy hatred. And let God use that prayer to help you. Pass! Polluting my blood. What are you waiting for? Death. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Bakapota sete, deketende keya boshata, dabi kopunde rabo sente rabo, bakatela kaya boshata, ribo sopunde keya boshende rabasanta, mana katende riboko, boko poli katanda kaya boshanda. Aha, 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 aha. See the fire, see the power, see the fire, see the power, see the power, see the power, see the power, see the power. Yes, pray against the pollution in the blood, in the blood, in the blood, in the blood, in the blood. Pray against the pollution in the blood. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, you told Ezekiel, command the bones to live. He spoke to the wind to blow upon the dry bones that they may live. Father, as I count seven from here, release that wind of fire, the wind of power, the wind of glory to sweep away every evil dedication in the blood, every demon hiding in the blood. As the wind blows, let them be swept away. One, two, three, four, That's the wind. It's blowing. Yes. The wind is still blowing. Yes. It's blowing upon 10 people down here. And as it's blowing, demons are jumping out of the blood. Shout this now with the worst hatred you can gather here today. This may be where we are going to stop this morning, because this is a very key prayer in this matter. Key matter. Blood covenants. Limiting my life. Can you shout it loud? You are not aggressive enough. Double that shouting. Break! In the name of Jesus. Louder, louder, louder. It's happening. Louder. Aha. Don't negotiate. Ah, let her go. 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 Sevenfold amen. Sing this song loud and clear. Make sure your voice is the loudest here. Sing it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. I plead blood, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Hallelujah, I plead the blood. Sing it loud and clear.
Of Jesus,
I plead the blood.
The blood of Jesus,
I plead
the blood.
Loud and clear. Say, my blood receive deliverance by fire. Say it again loud and clear. Shout it again loud and clear. Amen. If you need to write it down, write it down. Just make sure you pray for at least 10 minutes tonight before you sleep. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Father, all the prayer requests, I answer them by fire. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. This week, heaven shall arise for your sake, and it shall give you uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus, you will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Any disaster in this month is minus you and your family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget that the manna water services continue on Wednesday. You come fast now, you break your fast with the water. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace of fellowship. All the days of it. And shall bless his house forever and ever.